Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
I ain't got no time. I ain't got no money, Sammy boy. I can't buy your product, my product. Ain't no product getting bought today, my friend, because I ain't got no time and I ain't got no money. Sam Crowley, welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's a two for Tuesday, April 28th, 2015, the last Tuesday of the month. 2 days left in the fourth month of 2015. How are you doing, champion? Have you realized all your goals and dreams for the first 120 days of this year? Or are you like most people? You know, I'm going to do it. Someday, one day. Let me check my calendar real quick. Hold on 1 second. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What? Hey, where's this someday, one day? Somebody point that out to me on the calendar. I can't seem to find it. That's the calendar of the procrastinator. Procrastination, the worst nation in the world to live in. I'm going to do it someday, one day. Stop. Just stop. You're not going to do it ever. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it today, okay? At least you're going to start today. I'm going to lose 70 pounds this year. No, you're not. You know why? Because you lose 1 pound today. You raided the pantry like a flipping lion going after his kill in the desert. All right? You're just killing yourself. Stop doing it. Drink a gallon of water. Lay off the nachos for a couple days. See how good you feel. Cut the sugar. Oh, my God, sugar. We are an addicted society to sugar. Are you kidding me? I stopped having sugar anywhere in 2009. All right? I haven't put in my coffee in 6 years. The only sugar I get are natural sugars from fruits and whatever is in vegetables, all that stuff, man. Do not go down that road. We are addicted to it. It sits in your stomach and in your organs and accumulates fat. Cut it out. And that includes soda, especially diet, okay? That's even worse than the regular stuff. I ain't got no time. I ain't got no money. Well, let me help you get some more time. Stop doing non-income producing activities. Can we both agree on that right now? The only activities you're going to do outside, if you have a job, you have a job. That creates income. You know, let's not poo-poo a job so much either. I know I'm the anti-corporate guy, but that's because I can afford to be the anti-corporate guy. I hated everything about it. But I also kind of had a plan. I mean, I had rental properties. I bought a franchise. Now, the franchise went under. I lost $300,000 and I went bankrupt. But at least I had a plan, all right? Not a very good plan, but I had a plan. Now, if you don't have a plan, don't quit your job right now. That doesn't give you an excuse to stay there forever. But so many people are like, I'm going to quit my job. Well, what are you going to do? All right, let's factor in if you're making $50,000 a year, all right, if you want to take home more, why don't you invest your money other places? Are you investing in the stock market? Do you buy real estate? Do you allow things get – look, it's not how much you make. That has nothing to do with it. You can make – I know people that make $25,000 a year that take home more than people that make $50,000 a year. Doesn't make any sense, right? Because in your mind, you're thinking, well, $50,000 is more than $25,000. Yeah, but a person that's making $25,000 has started an LLC, they're reducing their exposure, they're not sending as much money into the government. As we talked about the show before this, it's okay to avoid taxes legally, not okay to evade taxes. That's a criminal offense. Check with your accountant. I'm not an accountant, I'm just telling you as an entrepreneur. The whole goal is to keep more. You don't need to gross more. That's top line revenue, all right? Top line revenue. For those of you wondering, what's top line revenue? Top line revenue is all the money you bring into your business. And you can include your job with that too. Bottom line revenue is your top line less expenses. What is that three letter word? It's called net. Net income. That's the number you want to focus on. That number, a lot of times, for people that have more financial literacy than other people, which is, you know, always, I mean, think about it. Somebody's got a more financial literate mind. They're always going to take home more money than the person who doesn't. Because the person who doesn't is buying cars and they're buying televisions and they're going out, they're planning their vacations. More people spend more time planning their vacation than they are planning for their dream. I mean, it's crazy. I'm going to retire at 65. Why don't you retire at 35? Oh, well, I can't. Of course you can. You just don't understand how to do it. Stop buying stupid stuff. So when you say, I need more money. I got two things always standing in the way of an individual. I need more money and I have more time. Got more money, got more time. Well, here's the solution. Keep more of what you earn. All right? It's okay to have a job right now, especially if you don't like your job. It's temporary. If your health insurance is being paid for through your organization, that's a good thing right now. It alleviates the pressure. Lord knows. Take it from somebody that didn't exactly do it that way. You don't think as clearly as you can when you have all of this pressure now to drive revenue. What are you going to do if you quit your job? I mean, how are you going to bring money in? I'm talking about immediately bringing money in. And if you don't have revenue coming in, do you have a nest egg for 6 to 9 months? And if that's the case, then go for it. I mean, look, you can get up and running making money doing anything in 6 to 9 months. That's no problem at all. But if you don't have that solution right now, then you damn well better get working on it. And that goes to the second one, time. You don't need any more time. You just need a better use of your time. So much time is wasted. What are you doing right now? You on Facebook? Oh, let me scroll through my news feed and live everybody else's life. It's a reality. It's a great reality show, this Facebook. Everybody's out there smiling. Oh, you like puppies and kittens. Every time I see people on Facebook, they're all so happy. They're all smiling. Selfie, mm-mm, selfie, mm-mm. Come on, man. Do you think that's really what's going on in people's lives? Would you take a selfie of you with no makeup, stressed out, walking around at 6 in the morning, stepping in something that your dog left on the kitchen floor for you, tripping over your coffee pot, trying to get yourself to work? No, of course you wouldn't take a selfie of that. So you're not going to see any of that on Facebook. You're going to see all the happy stuff that leads you to believe, boy, my life sucks. I'm the only one who doesn't have everything looking exactly perfect, staged with lighting and a camera going off in my face with my beautiful family. Look, I put great photos out there as well. It's okay. I'm just saying that's not reality. You think, seriously, I've got 4 girls. Do you really want me to put the drama that goes with having 4 girls on my Facebook page? Oh, my God. It would cause you and me to go, you know, into an insane asylum. No. No, we put the best of the best, too. I do it to inspire people out there. You have time. Get off Facebook. Stay off social media. Quit watching YouTube videos of the bulldog skateboarding down the driveway, all right? Take the time. Yesterday's podcast, the 196th of a day, is perfect for people who feel like they don't have the time. You have 24 hours in the day. You have 168 hours in the week. So do I. What's the difference? If I'm getting a lot done and you're not, or you're getting a lot done and I'm not, let's say you're just an unbelievable manager of time and you're so efficient that I would go speak about you all around the world on your ability to just manipulate time. I want to know. I'm going to want to know how you do it. And oh, by the way, if you are good at that, why aren't you putting videos on YouTube about how to manipulate time, how to make more time in your day, how to be more efficient? Why aren't you blogging every day? Why aren't you posting that on your Facebook fan page and then boosting that ad for $5 and targeting it just to the audience you want to? You know you can do that, right? Get a Facebook fan page. It takes literally 30 seconds to create. Target, put a post out there about whatever it is that you love to do, baking, cooking, gardening, video, electronics, HTML, programming, PHP, how to, whatever. Get a fan page. Post about it every single day, 5 times a day. My God, get your brand out there and then target that. Spend $5 and target it to a couple thousand people. I launched the One More Breath page, what was it, a month ago? I mean, our daughter came home from the hospital March 26th. Today is April 28th, so it had to have been within the last month. I haven't checked today, but I think we're over 2,200 fans of the page that have liked the page. And those are legitimate. I haven't paid for them. I haven't done anything aside from just every time I put a post, every now and again, I'll spend $5 to make sure that people connected with the target audience that I want to market to see it. That's all. Because when you post on your personal page, Facebook has it now that hardly any of your friends see that post. It may seem like a lot of them do, but do this. Put a video on your personal page, and Facebook will show you how many people have viewed it, and it's going to shock you. You'll put up, be like 50 people viewed it if you got 3,000 friends. Why is that? Because Facebook, the algorithms change all the time. They're not showing. This is, again, the end of April 2015. You listen to this podcast in 3 years, this part of it, the last 30 seconds, is going to be irrelevant because Facebook will change 15 times by then. But I'm talking right now. You want to get more time. You want to be more effective with your time. Boost it, man. Put it out on steroids. Put your brand out there and tell people about it. Spend a couple bucks instead of buying the $4 double half calf latte cappuccino on the side with a caramel puff of whipped cream. Boost the post. Spend some money on your marketing. That's how you have more time and subsequently have more money. Hey, one more thing. Can you leave a 5-star rating for this podcast on iTunes? We sure would appreciate it. Be back tomorrow, better than ever. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.